Adrienne. This is Adriana. I am a prodigal daughter. I was saved at the age of 8, and my dad went to prison for 5 years when I was younger. When he was finally out of jail, I was 13. And when I saw that he went back to his old life, he's a musician and drinking and doing drugs, that kind of gave me license to be crazy and wild until I was 26.
You know, today is going to be one of the most important discussions, topics, stories that we've done this whole year, frankly. If you have someone in your life who's a prodigal, a son or daughter, young or old, maybe it's a spouse or sibling, and you love them and you're frustrated and you're wringing your hands and you're praying and nothing's happening and you don't know what to do, and you tried one thing and the next thing and you don't know what's right, you don't know what's wrong, and you want to have a counseling session about it, I'll tell you, here's the best thing we're going to give you today. I got a dozen or more stories here in front of me of real prodigals, people who were down the trail, far from God, far from their values that they were raised with, and they made a decision. Something happened in their life. They're going to tell you their story. And we're going to open the phone lines to recovered prodigals today. If you're a recovered or recovering prodigal, and you know you grew up one way and went a different way, and now God has brought you back, here's what I'd like to have you share with us. Talk to the people who are listening who love their prodigal, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what's right. They don't know what's wrong. They don't know what's up or down, what worked, what helped, what didn't help you. Okay, phone line's open. We're live, of course, to do this. 888-888-1717. Steven's taking your calls. We'll get you lined up, get you included with these great comments that we already have recorded from people around the country. 888-888-1717 is the number. And for our Facebook friends that have joined us here, thank you. I hope you'll spread the news, share this with others, get them to listen, to join in. This could be a life-changing hour. Now, we know in the scripture, they get the story of the prodigal son, and it's a beautiful picture, really. The son that was a good son, and the son the not so good. And the not so good one wanted his stuff, and he left. And the prodigal story is the father did not chase him down the road. Heartbroken. It's quite a powerful story. We'll get more to that later. But I want you to hear the rest. By the way, 888-888-1717. Let's hear the rest of Adriana's story, and then we'll get to yours and many others. Don't turn the radio off. These are powerful stories. Take a listen.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Adriana. I am a prodigal daughter. I was saved at the age of 8, and my dad went to prison for 5 years when I was younger. When he was finally out of jail, I was 13. And when I saw that he went back to his old life, he's a musician, so in the music that he was playing and drinking and doing drugs, that kind of gave me license to be crazy and wild until I was 26. Once I turned 26, I gave my life back to the Lord, but a lot of things had to happen for me to turn my life back. One thing was that my mom is a Christian, and she just never stopped praying for me. She never gave up, and she always told me, look for a church, connect with a local church, and would also say that you're a daughter of the Most High King, and she always reminded me of that. She knew that I was going to come back, and that really would make me tear up when she would tell me, and sometimes I didn't want to hear it, but I just like to encourage those parents to keep trying and to keep praying and to not give up, because the Lord answers prayer.
One story, Adriana's story. What about yours? Kathy reminds us in her story what not to say, and what one thing that dad said to her made a huge impact for the rest of her life. So be careful with what you say to the prodigal. Take a listen to Kathy.
About the prodigal child that you're talking about, I was one of those. And there's one thing I want to recommend to parents to not say ever. My dad had told me, if you're going to leave, don't come back. He told me, you know, kind of like a threat, trying to make me to stay. He says, please don't do this. You cannot leave. Once you leave, that's it. You can't come back. I was going to come back several times. I thought about it when things got really rough. And my mom asked me later on in life, this was like 30 years ago, why didn't you call us for help? Or why didn't you? I said, because it would ring through my head that Dad said, you know what? If you leave now, don't come back. We won't take you back. Words echoed through my mind the whole time for about 20 years. So anyway, that's one thing not to do if you have a prodigal child or if you think someone's going to leave. Don't ever say that. It might ruin their life, your relationship. So, all right. Well, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Kathy. You know, we're talking about recovering prodigals today. And I think that was Julie who reminded us about what not to say. The Bible story of the prodigal son is a door that was left open. The dad didn't chase him out the door, but didn't also say, don't ever come back. Probably had some rules in order, though. You know, you don't let the prodigal run the place. You got to have standards, of course. But sometimes, you know, it's easy to say what you really are feeling. Like, if you're going to do this, don't ever come back. I disown you. And you know what? That may be exactly what you get. We're talking about intentional living today. We're talking about life. Life matters here. And so we're hearing, this is a day for prodigals who have been recovering or recovered to tell you what they learned that can help you, that was either done right or wrong when it comes to parents and those who love. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Love to have you be a part of it today. Let's go to Lorraine. She's going to talk a little bit about how her family of origin made a difference in her life. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Lorraine. I was raised in a very Christian home. My extended family was very Christian, very traditional. Whenever my parents separated, it was a pretty messy separation. I essentially was very angry at God, and I couldn't believe how he allowed this to happen. And our family just kind of fell apart, and I went into lots of drugs and drinking, promiscuous sex, lots of self-destructive behavior. And just recently, in fact, right after I had my daughter, I got back into the church and I started praying again, because I finally realized that all of the other things I was trying to combat, my anxiety and depression and make amends with my past, weren't working at all. And I finally realized that only God can work in my life and make a difference, a lasting difference.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional love. It's the key to opening up intimacy and closeness in your life and marriage.
What's the process to build an intentional marriage? The reality is there should be a great big sign across our foreheads on the day we get married that says, assembly required.
Join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
It's good to get some updated advice and information to help us with our marriage.
To grow closer in our relationship and just come away with some ideas and some techniques that we can use.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I want to invite you to the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, celebrating marriage and giving you the secrets to what intentional love can do to create intimacy, closeness, and unity in your marriage.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 20th at Jaxnez Church in Jackson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
All right, I hope you'll do that. Listen, I'm really excited about that. We're about a week out, just about a week to go. Friday night is sold out in Mount Pleasant at the community church in Mount Pleasant. Sold out several weeks ago. But Jackson, we got a little space left. We'd love to have you be a part of this Thursday night, the 20th. Tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you some really personal stories. We're going to laugh, because I know this is a part of a date experience. But if you know some couple that just needs an encouragement, a shot in the arm, Here's the main point I'm going to be teaching. When we look at the essential areas of our marriage, communication, our finances, our sex life, our faith, our work balance, here's a question. Either they're working for you or they're not. Either you're happy with them or you're not. And here's a bet. I would imagine at least in one of those areas, you're struggling. And you have two choices, and this is what we're going to focus on the night. You can either, what I call, repeat the love habits that are working. If it's working for you, you don't need to listen to anything. Just keep doing it. God's blessing, and it's great. It's how it's working for you guys. But if it ain't working, we're going to talk about hitting the reset button. Getting back to factory settings. What is God's intention? I want to help you that night. I'm going to give you what we call the intentional living strategy or formula, how it works, how you can hit a reset in your marriage, in your life, in maybe the finances or in your communication or in your parenting, how it works and how that reset can start you on a whole new path. Powerful. Love to have you be there. Bring some other friends. Make it a mission outreach. Hey, grandparents, I know it's a school night. Maybe you're going to watch the kids. And so your kids can come and you're watching the grandkids. You'll like that. Jackson at the Jackson Naz Church, Jackson Nazarene Church, next week, Thursday, the 20th. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Don't miss it. Really. It's going to be life-changing. We want every person needs to be there, intended to be there, to be there. Hope you'll be one. Limited space, going quickly, want you to be a part of it. Today we're talking about, by the way, theintentionallife.com. We're talking about prodigals today, hearing from prodigals. We've got people calling to want to share stories. We've got recorded ones. I just want to get as much information on the air. These are prodigals telling their story, what they've learned. Here's a prodigal daughter. Take a listen.
I just want to talk about my dad and what an influence he's been in my life. He's always been so loving and kind and so strong in his faith. When I was 18, I went through a terrible time where I was struggling with my faith. I completely walked away from Christianity. I completely disowned everything that I had grown up believing. I was angry. I fought with my parents constantly. I was so scared. But I just remember my dad telling me, You just keep at it, because I know that you will come back to Christianity, and I know that your faith will be strong, and I know that no other belief will hold a candle to what Christ has for you, and I know that Christianity is the right way, and I know that you're going to come back to it. And that just spoke so much to me. It was so important to my decision, because I felt he was so confident. And I just want to say to dads out there that might have a daughter struggling with their faith, don't give up. Just don't give up. It may seem like a dead-end thing. It may seem hopeless. It may seem like your daughter will never turn back to you, will never turn back to God, but don't give up. You just stay confident, because confidence speaks volumes to a daughter. Thanks. Bye.
Boy, there's a lot in that, isn't there? Thank you for sharing. We got some live call. People calling live, rather, want to be on the air. You're welcome to join us. 888-888-1717. Jeff is in Arizona. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. What's your story, man?
Yeah, I was a prodigal as well. I just want to encourage anybody else that's out there that is a prodigal to not waste time, because you won't get to reset that button sometimes. I got to reset that, but it was toward the end of my mother's life. So I just wanted to encourage people to, I didn't know it all. I thought I could always do bigger and better than somebody else. My mother used to tell me, the prisons are full of people like that. Well, I never went to prison, but I had to go see what the world had to offer, because I grew up four or five times. My mom led me to the Lord when I was younger. And the Bible talks about how, you know, teach them the way of the Lord when they, you know, the Bible talks about that. And when they are older, they will not depart. Well, I departed like right after I got out of school. I was with it for a while, a little bit, and then I departed and had to go travel the country and go see what the church was talking about the world. Wrong answer. That was not the way to do things, but I did. And I came back and I went and I came back and I went and I came back, and it was just not the right thing to do. I wasted time, took time away from my family, my mother, you know.
Did your mom leave the door open? I mean, did you always feel?
God always leaves the door open.
No, I mean, your mother. Did your mother? Was your mother there for you?
My mother did. My mother always was there. As a matter of fact, she shared with me in the last year of her life, she shared with me how she she used to stalk me and make sure I was okay. And she'd be down the street and she'd tell me some of the times that I'd be doing things.
Wow.
And I know that she was there. Yeah, she'd want to make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
You know, because we'd be out walking the dogs or something. She'd be parked down the street and I'd be like, wow, she really cared, you know, because she wanted to make sure that we were okay.
Yeah, you got a, stalking really mom.
Hey, yeah, listen, she loved me.
Hey, quickly, because I got some other callers. Quickly, what was the one thing, if there was one thing, that kind of kicked you in the backside and said, hey, get back on the right path?
I was clean and sober for 5 years, and my mom started getting dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I realized that I needed to stay clean and just continue on, and I will, you know, I'll never go back to drugs ever again.
Sounds like mom made a big difference in your life, didn't she?
Well, she led me to the Lord initially, and she's never, you know, told me I can't come back. But we got to clear the air before she passed away.
Which is the most powerful thing, isn't it? All right, Jeff, I've got some other calls to get to, but boy, your story could take the whole half hour. Thank you, man. Appreciate your call. What did he say? Came back, went away, came back. You know, listen, maybe you've got a prodigal in your life. Someone comes and goes and comes and goes. Obviously, you don't let them run your house. You don't let them run your schedule. You don't let them run your finances. Hello, come on. Got to set some boundaries. Got to have boundaries in place. But like Jesus, arms are open and you love them. And you guys got Jennifer crying again over here. Are your eyes clear enough to see the control board for us, Jennifer? Are you okay? All right. That's good. That's all right. We're talking about prodigals today, hearing from prodigals who have been recovering, have recovered, what God's taught them. And my goal is at the end of this half hour that if you're a parent or someone that you love is a prodigal, that you've been encouraged and reminded of some things to help you. Let's get to Kathy next in New Mexico. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show. What's your comment or question?
Good morning. I have a daughter. We've been doing this with her for many years. We don't say she can't come back, but when she comes back, we have rules.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had her own children, and now because we've raised her girls, and the oldest one wanted to go with her. Well, because of the life she chose. Well, now the oldest one is making the same steps, and it's the same rule. You're more than welcome to come back, but we have rules. You're not going to come in and bring that stuff in our house.
Mm-hmm. That's reasonable. That's right.
So you raised your grandchildren? Yes, I raised two of them.
So your daughter would be out living her life, and then you raised them for, how old are they now, the grandkids? You said they're a little bit older?
18 and 15.
And the 18-year-old's kind of following in mom's path?
Yeah.
How are you doing with that?
Right now, the oldest one, she's in jail right now, which I thank God for. We've been praying for her.
Why is that good?
Well, because she's off the streets and she has to clean up. She has to clean up. You know, it's a sad way to clean up, but being out on the streets, it just wasn't happening.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing? I mean, you've been down a difficult path for years here. How are you doing as a grandma and a mom?
You know, I have a mighty God, and he takes care of me, and he gets me and my husband. I've been so blessed with a wonderful husband. He's a father. We've been married 20-some years together, 43. We lost a son during the pandemic, and God has just been glorified for us, just grace. I mean, we stick together. We have our problems, but when we always turn back to the Lord, and he just puts us in prayer, just, you know, shows us a miracle. If it wasn't for my dear Lord, I don't know where I would be. I would be an alcoholic.
Mm. Hey, listen, I hope some of our listeners are praying for you, because we got some other people who are listening who maybe just turned on the radio and heard you say, you know, God's good, God's great, he's still with us. And they're thinking, these are crazy people. These are crazy people going through this kind of stuff in life, and then you can still glorify a God that loves you. You say loves you when this is happening. Listen, we live in a fallen world, and everybody has free will. Choices are made. Your son or daughter can grow up in a great home and have great parents like you and still make decisions that break your heart. And you might be doing this all alone and struggling, and your kids grow up and follow God, and it's fantastic. So, you know, we're not writing a script here. God is, ultimately, we're writing our own script, and God is working each of our lives. We don't own our kids. We love them, and we love those around us, but we can't change their lives. Decisions have to be made individually. Thank you for that call, Kathy. In fact, let me pray for you. Father, I do pray for Kathy. She represents thousands listening today. They're tired. They're doing the best they can with a grandchild or child and trying to figure out how to be intentional with a prodigal. Father, I pray you'll encourage Kathy and the other Kathys that are listening, who are struggling today. Well, thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, let's take a break. Let's do it right now. We'll come back, see if we can get another call or two in, and then we're going to continue on. We'll leave the phone lines open. We're going to record for a program that'll air coming up later in the week on Friday. 888-888-1717. You're a recovering prodigal. God's blessed you. You've hit the reset button in your life, and God's blessed that, and you want to tell parents and others who are listening what they need to know from your story, give us a call. 888-888-1717. Is there any agreement in the world today? We don't have agreement in our own country, in Washington, in our own political system. Of the obvious things that we see going on in our country today, we can't even be of the same mind in how to deal with some of the problems that are damaging this country. You know, that's an excerpt from the lesson this month for our Intentional Living community. It's our master class. Goes by email, rather, both video and audio every month, a brand new lesson. If you're not a part of the team, come and join us at 888-888-1717. You can call even now or during West Coast business hours and press number 2, I think it is. I should know this. Press number 2 and you can talk to our staff. Press number 1, you talk to me. Press 2 and you talk to them. That's how it works. I love these places you call and they give you like press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know if we have that many buttons. Drives me nuts. I'm thinking, was that number 4? Was that number 3? You ever had that? Then you press the wrong button and you talk to the wrong department. Anyways, real simple here. 1 for me, 2 for them. All right. Also, at theintentionallife.com, you can find out more about the ministry, support the ministry, and for all of our Michigan listeners, don't miss out on those Intentional Love Marriage Date Night tickets coming up next week. It's next week, Thursday the 20th, the Jackson Nazarene Church. Okay, let me get Brianna on. We're about out of time here, but I wanted to get you on, Brianna. Go ahead and share your story.
Yeah, so sorry if you hear babies in the background.
Oh, that's great. We love babies.
Yeah, so I'm a prodigal daughter. I grew up in church. My parents were youth pastors growing up, and from the time I was 4 years old. And, you know, we grew up, you know, well, had both parents in the house. And but my parents were very young. They were 21. They had all three of me, my brother and sister, and started youth ministry. And so there was a lot of, pressure, you could say. So ultimately, a lot of things kind of fell on my mom, and she was always a praying mom. She always had the Bible on the table every single morning from when I can remember. And But there was a lot of like just stress, and that turned into anger as we got older. And so I guess I always knew of God, but I didn't really know who God was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know who Jesus truly was. So I ultimately ended up leaving, you know, right when I turned 18, I was still in high school, and just put myself through a lot of crazy situations. Got at one point pretty heavily addicted to drugs, to pills specifically, and just living a party lifestyle because I didn't know any of that. I grew up in church, so I just kind of exploded once I got out into the world. And so fast forward, you know, to I'm 21, ended up having my first son, and that kind of changed me a bit. Still was struggling here and there, but for the most part, keeping it together because I, you know, loved him and I didn't want him to be taken away from me. And that was my greatest fear. My boyfriend, which, you know, now husband, but boyfriend at the time, he was heavily addicted to drugs, to heroin. And it was just a very sad life, very, very sad life. And we ended up just coming to the end of ourselves. We had tried everything, tried different, you know, programs to help get my husband clean, and just counseling and just everything that you could think of. And ultimately I was like, you know what, let's just try God, you know, let's just try this God thing. I grew up in it, but you know, let's just try it out, see what happens. And my husband ended up going into a recovery home for a season, and it has changed our entire life. It's been 4 years now. Yeah. And we're both clean. We have, you know, three sons. We have a beautiful home, and God has just been so faithful. And we have struggled, you know, let me tell you, we have struggled so much, but because of my parents, you know, their prayers, because of our church family, the love that we've experienced. And, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, there's been times where, you know, things have happened and things were said and that, you know, weren't loving, that weren't godly, but we know that we're human, you know.
Yes, we are. Sorry about cutting you off there. There's so much to your story, but we're out of time. Clock tells me we got to run. I'll tell you what, though. We're going to continue all of this discussion on Friday here at Intentional Living. You're welcome to join in and share a story, just like Brianna, what God has done in recovering you as a prodigal, and share with other parents who love prodigals and want help. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll be back again tomorrow. Got another great show for you. Hope you'll join us. And a reminder about the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night coming to Jackson, Michigan next week. TheIntentionalLife.com. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.